Komiði sæl og verið velkomin í 8. þátt af Þórs podcastinu. Ég heiti Aron Elvar og með mér í dag eru Greg Ræter og Dino Gavrits, nýjasti leikmaður meistaraflokk Þórs. Ég ætla að ræða við Greg ýmislegt tengt meistaraflokknum og svo fáum við einnig aðeins að kynnast Dino. Okay, let's start by you, Dino. How's your first impression at the club?
My first impressions are great. Finally, I meet the guys. I think they have set me well, and thanks for a warm welcome. We are still try to know each other, yeah. And we have time for that, so that's gonna be in future. And I'm very happy about the facilities in the club. We have great facilities, everything for good work, so everything is on us to work well in the future and prepare well for the season.
You saw the game on Friday, am I right?
Yeah.
And did you like what you saw?
Yeah. The game was well, we controlled the game 90 minutes, so we could score maybe one or two goals more, but okay, it's just beginning of the pre-season. We play also with a lot of young players, they are good, I like them, how they play, so it was a good game.
How would you rate our chances of getting a promotion this summer?
I think we have good chances. So last season, Thor finished on the third place. So I hope that we can do one more step forward this season.
Yeah. And how do you like Akureyri so far?
I'm still exploring the Akureyri. Yeah. It's just only 1 week behind me, but it looks nice. It's smaller than Reykjavik, but yeah. I can say it's like small Reykjavik.
Yeah, okay. And you come from Croatia. Did your football career start there or?
Yeah. My football career started in Croatia.
How old were you when you started playing first team football?
In the first team, I was 18.
Okay.
When I joined the first team.
Okay. And which team?
Osijek.
Okay.
And I played there for 4.5 years.
Okay.
And then I moved abroad, so I played also in Poland,
yeah.
Cyprus, Hungary, and in Iceland, okay. Like, you know, in Frankfurt, 3 seasons.
Did it take you long to adapt to Icelandic football, or was it no problem? Is it much different than other leagues?
Every league, I think, it's different, so it's difficult to compare, so... But I need some time to adapt for Icelandic football. Yeah. It's a little bit different. I can say it's more like physical, yeah. more tough. Maybe it's not so dynamic and fast, but it's tough football here.
And why did you come to Iceland in the first place? What brought you here?
It was just only new challenge in my life, yeah. So I get opportunity and contact with one person, and I say why not. I was first more searching about the country, about the people. I don't know too much about the football, like league clubs. I more know about the national team, so I say why not. This is also one challenge in my life, and I want to try that.
And when you moved from Fram to Thor, was it a difficult decision or?
No, it was not a difficult decision. I knew before my contract expired in okay. Fram that I will not stay there.
Okay.
So when I get first contact and conversation with our manager,
yeah.
I was pretty sure that I will come here because I think it's also some chance for me to improve myself and my game, and I think that Thor will fight for promotion, so that was the biggest reason that I want to come here.
Did you have other offers on the table?
Not really. In that time,
it was early.
Yeah, it was early. Yeah. I have some option. Like it wasn't clear before the end of the season. It was also in the middle of the summer, but I was a little bit injured and I stayed there. So after the season, the contact was come soon. Yeah. Thanks God. So. after that, I don't think about the other options and nothing else.
And you played against Thor last season, right? Or
no, I
you didn't play against.
Yeah, I didn't
no.
play.
Okay,
last
did you
season.
See them play? Or
yeah. I saw the game in Reykjavik.
Okay. And would you say that you're excited to play with guys like Alvaro and Nacho, the Spanish guys, and of course all the others?
Yeah,
too.
I'm excited because I will play not just with them, but also with the other guys. I'm here three seasons. I know most of the guys, older guys in the team, so I'm really excited to play with them.
Have you ever played against Thor here on our home ground?
Yeah.
And how did you like that?
it was a tough game, tough team, so it was always, I think it was always a difficult game. Yeah. I think, I'm not sure that we, when I played here, it was two times, we drew.
Yeah.
I think, I'm not sure, but it was once, another time, I'm not sure.
And how much would you say that you know about the club?
Is it... to be honest, I don't know much about the club. I heard from some other guys when you played last time in the Pepsi League. I know that your club with a history. So to be honest, I don't know much, but we will try to do everything this season for promotion.
Yeah. And you said that the facilities here are good. So are you happy with them?
Yeah, I'm really happy. I can say that I was surprised when I came here. We have all conditions for good work, fields, indoor, gym, coaching staff, recovery after the training, preparing for the training. Everything is professional. So like I said in the beginning, it's only on us to work hard and prepare well for the season.
Yeah. And the pre-season in Iceland, of course, is very long. How do you like that? Is it...
I must be honest, I don't like that, so I think like the other guys is the same. It could be better if it's the championship is longer, maybe more teams and maybe three rounds. I don't know if it starts in early in April or end of March, so that would be better to don't have a so long preseason.
And maybe in the end, could you describe your style of play as a centre back?
Styles.
What are we expecting to see?
I don't know. I don't really like to talk about myself. So
maybe
we'll see.
Maybe Greg can help you with that.
Yeah. Maybe Greg will say after what can we expect. But I can say only that I will give my best in every game, in every training. So. To help the team, so we will see what's that gonna be.
Yeah. Okay. And Greg, if we move on to you, let's start by talking about the changes at the club in the last few months. We have a new gym here in Hamar and a lot of new staff.
Can you tell
us something about that.
Yeah, it's been brilliant progression since I've come in. Everyone's been very positive and enthusiastic about wanting to make the club more professional, like Dino was saying. So we've got a new gym, and that's going to be used by the whole club, not just by the first team. So there's been a lot of sessions with the younger groups in there, which is brilliant. We've also changed the location of our change room as well downstairs. So we're now in number four, which is the end of the building, and it's just makes it very professional, because it means the players walk out of the changing room and they can go upstairs straight to the gym, or they can go into the hot tub or the cold and do their recovery or the pre-activation. So it's really, really professional, which is, you know, because there's such good facilities here. We just wanted to use those a little bit better. So that's been brilliant. And then, you know, obviously we've got a good sized staff. I think there's 8 or 9 people, you know, that are going to be helping us. You know, we have Brynjar doing the strength and conditioning twice a week in the gym, and also in Boyan. Elmer's helping us with yoga and stretching once a week. We'll have Hannes, the physio. He comes in once a week and does injury prevention with the boys to try and reduce the injuries, and of course helps us on games as well. There's yourself, you know, doing a little bit more media stuff to keep everyone in touch with things, and Balvin's helping us with the analysing, and so it's really good that we have 8 or 9 people, you know, helping us. And of course, I've not even mentioned Perry, but you've spoke to him. And obviously Chrissy with us. So it's really good that we've got such a good list of staff and so many people who are determined and dedicated to making it a professional setting and helping us achieve what we want to achieve.
Any other changes we'll be seeing in the nearest future, maybe before the season, or?
Do you mean in terms of?
Just the club or anything, staff?
No, I think the good thing is that we've got, you know, all the staff in place, which is really important. So we've got all the staff, and I feel the gym's just about finished now, and it's a work in progress. So that's just about done, and then everything's just in place, which is good, because it's you know, coming up February, so we've got 2 or 3 months left of the pre-season. Yeah. Everything's just ready to go. So that's just really good.
Yeah. And if we move on to the results in January, we played in Kjartanfæðismótið.
Mm-hmm.
We faced Magni, Leikni Fáskrúðsfjörður, Völsungur and KA2, and we have 10 points. Yeah. Are you happy with the team performances? Or?
Yeah, I think at this point in the year, you know, it's about performances. You know, obviously there's a new coach and I've got a new style, so it's trying to implement that style. And which the boys have done very well. They work really hard and they've been fantastic in training. And it's also about trying to develop the younger players. And, you know, there's been a lot of younger players playing in those games.
Yeah.
I think games like the Völsungur game, for example, was tough because it was away from home. It was against the first team. You know, they had their strongest first team out. We had a field full of youngsters.
Yeah.
You know, like Jakob was 15, making his first start, and that was fantastic experience. We went 2-1 down, and the boys, even though it was mainly 16, 17, 18 years old boys, they still had the character to come back, and we ended up getting a draw. Like I said, the results aren't important. It's all about the experience, the development of the players, and they've been brilliant. You know, I've mentioned Jakob Franz there, and obviously Pali is another one who started and played nearly every game.
Still in the under-20s.
Yeah. Elmer's been away with the under-17s now. And he's also been playing, so that they've been great. And then the guys coming out from Anaflokka, I think special mentions to guys like Ali and Tommy and Bjarki, who've been, you know, been excellent. They've really stepped up, because I remember speaking to you when we first came in October, and we said how the young guys need to step up, how they hadn't, but they definitely have, and they're giving me something to think about, which is what I wanted. Yeah. So they deserve a lot of credit, I think.
Yeah. And as you say, you're probably more focusing on the team performances than the results.
We're
still unbeaten. That's
That's always good. It's about the development of the team and getting used to the system. We've played 2 systems now, and you know, we'll probably use those 2 systems during the summer. It's good to have 2 options. You've got to have different style, you know, in terms of the way you can change things in a game. If one thing's not working, you have another option. And basically just getting my philosophy of how we want to play, you know, the boys getting used to that. And it's hard work because there's a lot of changes, but the boys are doing it. So it's been good that they're getting decent results, but the performances are always the main thing.
Yeah. And still we haven't seen anything of Manni, Jonas, Svenni, and of course Alvaro and Nacho.
No, that's right. So I think the squad's in a good position in terms of fitness.
Yeah.
You know, there are no main injuries. Manny's the only one who's got an injury, but hopefully he's back in 3 or 4 weeks, which is obviously good news.
That's great.
Everyone else, you know, they've got maybe little small things that could develop into injuries if we're not careful, but we feel like we're managing that situation well. Hopefully Svenny will be back in the squad on Friday.
Okay.
So he's made really good progress. Okay. Jonas could if we really wanted to, but we're just going to be careful with him. So it was really good to get those guys back in. I think by the time we get into February, we should have everyone available for sort of 90 minutes for every game, as long as we do things right now.
Okay. And you're talking about small injuries. Is that like the one Jakob got in the last game?
Yeah, exactly.
He went off, and
exactly.
Lofter went off too, right?
Inky went off. Like things like Lofter. Lofter came on, and we took him off, and that was just because he's coming back from an injury, so he can only play a certain amount of minutes, and we just want to monitor and control the amount of minutes that players are playing. Jakob, for example, if we were playing in a cup final on Friday, he would play.
Yeah.
But because you know, because it is January, we're just looking after these players and making sure that they don't get anything worse. So that's Hannes is doing a fantastic job, as is Brynjar and Elmer, looking after them to make sure that all is under control and monitored. So that's really important.
You mentioned the young guys that have stood out in January. Any older guys that you think have stood out?
Yeah, I do. I think Lexi has been one that's been really good. Yeah. I was extremely impressed with him in the last game. He was really good. I think Aaron Christopher, I think he got a little bit of criticism last year, I heard, but I've been so impressed with him. I don't want to build his confidence up too much, but from what I've seen, he must be one of the best attacking left backs, you know, definitely in the Encaso.
Definitely is.
So, you know, I think that he's been brilliant. He scored 2 goals this pre-season. He's got assists, and you know, I've been really impressed with him. We'll have to have a closer look how he is defensively when we get tested. But he's been brilliant. And then lastly, I think Joey, you know, I knew Joey well. I tried to sign Joey when I was at Crotter. And I think the only thing that Joey's been lacking is maybe goals.
Yeah.
But I've got a strong feeling that he is going to be scoring a lot of goals this year. I think he'll be in double figures. I expect him to be double figures for the season, and I think he's expecting that too. So he's working hard. You know, he's doing extra finishing sessions after the main training sessions, and he's working hard. So, you know, those guys have been good, but everyone has been really, really hard working, and they're buying into what we're doing. They've been very professional. So it's just all very positive, really. Yeah.
Yo, of course, went to the Pepsi League last summer, so maybe he wants to, you know, prove himself again.
Yeah, possibly. I don't think he has much to prove in terms of
maybe not. But
you know, his work rate is brilliant. Yeah. Everyone knows that, and he's got a Thor tattoo on him. he would die for the club, but he needs to add goals. That's the biggest thing. If you're the number 9 in the club, you have to score goals. So I would expect him to be challenging Alvaro this year for the top goal scorer award. It'll be interesting to see. It'll be a good battle, I think.
Have you decided how you're going to play them together? Or
I think that's a wait and see. I don't want to give too much away, but you know, I think one of the strengths of the team last year, they were very attacking and free flowing, and I don't want to lose that. You know, I want to be attacking. I want to score goals. It's just making sure that we're good defensively as well. So it's just. It's just getting the balance really for the team.
Yeah. Can you tell us when we should expect to see the Spaniards here?
Yes. Nacho arrives tomorrow.
Okay.
Nacho changed or demanded that it was flight was here so that he could be here for the Cowa game. He wanted to be here for the Cowa game. So I've got no idea what condition he is in. you know, we'll have to have a look at him tomorrow in training and see how he is and see if he's going to be involved in the squad or if he can play a little bit or whatever. So he comes tomorrow, but it just shows, you know, how much he loves the town and the club because he wanted to come here early so he could be in that game. And then Alvaro as well will be here in a week or two. So full squad is set in 2 weeks, basically.
That's great.
Yeah, very good.
And then Juan Carlos played against Magni. Mm-hmm. Do you think he will get a contract here?
I thought he did well. He did everything that we asked him to do. The probably the issue was in that game in particular was Magni didn't pose much of a threat to us forward. And we maybe didn't see as much of him, you know, defensively, just because of the way that Magny played and maybe because of the way that we stopped them from playing. So the way things were left with Juan was we would have to see him again in a game when he was defending a lot more, because he, like I said, he did everything right in that game. Just we need to be 100% sure before we commit to any players. So it's a little bit of a wait and see.
So he will be in the squad against Carl? Or?
No, he had to go back home for some personal reasons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It'll be something that we look at just in the next coming months, or okay. maybe when we're in Spain for pre-season,
or something
like that. So it's just an option that we're thinking about.
Yeah, okay. Any other faces that we might see? New faces?
We've got a goalkeeper on trial at the moment who was at Keflavik last year, called John. He's an Australian goalkeeper.
Yeah,
he was their number two. He played 3 or 4 games in the Pepsi League, and you know we are looking to bring in another keeper potentially just to push Aaron, especially when Aaron Inkey is not here.
Yeah.
So that position is something that we're looking at. You know, so he could be in the squad on Friday. We haven't decided yet.
Okay.
And then in terms of, you know, moving forward, we are looking at maybe one or two other options right now before the season kicks off. But like I said, the squad is good, it's competitive, and it's only if the right option comes up will we take someone else.
And then we got Kawa on Friday, of course.
Yeah.
It's your first Akure Derby game, right?
Yes, it is.
Are you excited?
It is. I'm very excited. So I'm used to derbies, you know, being from Newcastle. I've not experienced this derby before, but you know, I am aware that even though it's a pre-season friendly game, it's not a friendly game, if you know what I mean. I'm fully aware of that, and I know that Oli Stefan at the other side will want to make sure that his team win. Maybe they're under a little bit more pressure because they're the Pepsi team. You know, they're expected to win the game, and you know, we can maybe play with a little bit more freedom. But you know, I think it's important that we give it our best shot, and I'll, you know, obviously want to try and play the best team that's available to me right now. So we're doing all the preparation needed, and we'll give it a good go. And I'm really looking forward to it. Hopefully, it's a good atmosphere and lots of people.
Yeah. And do you have any team news that you haven't said yet?
Like I said before, Svenny, hopefully be back in the squad as long as things go well. Elmer's come back from the under-17, so he'll be back in the squad. I don't think Jakob will be risked because of his hamstring.
Yeah.
Obviously, Dino is pushing to try and get into the squad, and we'll see how he goes the rest of this week. And it's like I said, we just want to make sure that we don't risk anyone. The last thing we want is someone to get injured in this game who's maybe a little bit injured now and be out for a month or two in pre-season, because that ruins our pre-season. So we'll put out the team that's, you know, the fittest and ready to go and to go and beat Kawa, basically.
Yeah. And the match preparation, can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, I mean, this week we've basically been treating this game like we would a league game. So we've got, you know, we'll be doing some match analysis today on Kawa. We've got a meeting at 5:30, to go over them, and we've got all their player profiles on the wall, so the players know who they're up against, and we'll be going over everything this week, doing formations and set pieces and things. So we're treating it very seriously, and it's a game we want to win. It's like I said, it's not a pre-season game really at this time. You know, we're treating it very important game, and I think everyone in the squad obviously understands how important it is. So that's the way we're doing it.
And then the Lengjubikarinn starts on 18th of February against Magni. Are you excited for that?
Yeah, obviously it's good to get that started. I'm excited because obviously all the players will be available in February, and then I think the supporters can start to see more what the team will be looking like in the summer. So, you know, obviously we've got a lot of tactical stuff we've got to get through between now and April when the season starts, but I can't wait to get all the players back and get them started. And hopefully for that Magny game, I would like to think that everyone will be available, which is good. So that's because we've done things right now in January, you know, with the injuries. So hopefully, fingers crossed, everything goes well this weekend. We don't pick up any injuries and we can go full steam ahead in February.
And we get Pepsi teams like Stjarnan and Grindavík here in Boyen.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's always good to test yourself. It's those games that you sort of learn the most from is when you play the better teams like we do on Friday when we're playing Kawa. You know, we'll learn things about our game and we learn things that we need to improve on. So those are the games that we'll really look forward to. And hopefully we can compete. Again, it's all about performances. That's the most important thing, to get good performances that when we start the first game in April, that we are ready just to go and win the game and win as many games as possible in Castle League. So that's what it's all about. But of course, you know, hopefully we can pick up some good results along the way like we have done this January.
Yeah. Okay, then I think we'll just finished.
Brilliant.
Thank you both very much for coming.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Og ég ætla að fá að enda þetta hérna og að minna alla þossara að horfa á N4 í kvöld 8:30, þar sem að Baldur Rúnarsson ætlar að segja sínu sögu, svo miklu þossari, bara tunna við krabba minn, allir að skildu áhorf fyrir alla þossara.